Tuesday, August 22nd. Start in Washington and then to Florida this afternoon. President got into a discussion of his reaction to the documentary that was on TV last night, which he watched. He felt that the problem was that it lacked an architect and thus lacked a theme, covered too many subjects, that cataloguery is not good, it's deadly, leaves no central thought. Pat's documentary had a theme and it came through, that we needed an editor on ours who was not just technically good, but also personally committed to get heart into it. Yeah. Got back into speech statistic corrections again, wants to be sure that the economic people will back him up on the points he wanted to make. Said that he's removed the parts that I objected to on some of the stuff that's a little too strident on hitting McGovern directly. Seems to be more positive on what he's got now. Connally called to say that he didn't have his daily meeting, that it was canceled by Daley's secretary. Connally got really mad at her, told her he resented it and thought it was bad manners. He's now going to wait to see what happens after he sees McGovern. He doesn't think we should let Daley play it both ways. We should sit tight for now and see what we do on Daley. Connally thinks the convention went exceedingly well. He thought the stars last night were Mrs. Nixon, Ann Armstrong, Goldwater, and Reagan. Thought the film was excellent, superb, not confusing at all, and extremely effective. Yeah. Said that Frank Irwin, Tommy Corcoran, and so on had been spending some time with Johnson over the weekend, giving him hell for providing any support to McGovern. He says Johnson's really been catching the heat on this, and he thinks that that's going to affect his conversation with McGovern today. Said the VFW was superb. He had a warm, great reception. There's no McGovern support. He also thinks Mayor Stenvig of Minneapolis is going to join the Democrats for Nixon. He's a strong Agnew man, and he wants the vice president to work on him. Billy Graham called to report a 45-minute conversation he had with Lyndon Johnson, reporting on his meeting with McGovern today. Johnson said the press are mad that they weren't allowed in and all, that he, Johnson, told McGovern how he felt, and that he, McGovern, could share these thoughts with anyone he wanted to. He said he would not campaign for him, and that was McGovern's sole reason for coming to see him, was to get him to campaign. He cited all the good things the president's done for him, says his that McGovern is associating with amateurs, that he ought to shake up his staff, and he ought to stand up and say what a wonderful place America is. He told Shriver that he didn't know what he was talking about on Vietnam. He had the documents to prove it, and he handed them to Shriver and told him to read them. He also told McGovern that he has letters in the library and he should go read them regarding Vietnam. It would straighten him out on his misconceptions. He said Connally's the most important man in Texas, and you should hope and pray that he won't make a speech against you, because that'd be the end of it. He told them to get with the old pros and deviate themselves from the amateurs they've got working with them, that it's probably already too late, but they should do this in any event. He made it clear to Graham that he would be happy to see President Nixon if he wants to come to visit him. On the plane to Key Biscayne, the president got into his planning for the other speeches, the balance of this week, the Legion speech, the school speech, San Diego and San Clemente arrivals, and so on. He's not going to put out a text ahead of time on the acceptance speech, and wants that done as an as-delivered basis. We did the youth rally at the Marine Stadium tonight, and it was a sensationally good idea and worked out extremely well. The president handled it perfectly, came in through the back of the crowd, got tremendous reception and great enthusiasm, gave a good talk, and everybody on television who saw it on television was just ecstatic. So I think we scored maybe the major coup of the week or even the campaign with that appearance. The president was very pleased with it afterwards, and we had a chat at the house after we got back. He sees the value of picking up some of these things, and I think we can get him to do more of them. End of August 22nd.